My son Hunter star Lawrence Fox on Bannon's War Room. The Bidens are getting off scot-free while left spent 4 years trying to impeach a legitimately elected president. By David Ng on September 24, 2022. My son Hunter star Lawrence Fox slammed the Biden family in a recent interview on Steve Bannon's popular War Room podcast, saying officials have so far failed to hold the first family accountable over Hunter Biden's foreign influence peddling, which includes deals involving the Chinese Communist Party. Fox, who plays Hunter Biden in the recently released movie My Son Hunter, spoke with Bannon, the former Trump White House chief strategist, on Bannon's War Room podcast Friday. In the interview, Fox compared the kid glove treatment of the Bidens to the nonstop political persecution of former President Donald Trump. "I'm very worried about the state of Western civilization, generally, which seems to be destroying itself from within. And the Bidens seem to be getting off scot-free whilst Americans spent 4 years trying to impeach a legitimately elected president," the British actor said. Indeed, former President Donald Trump has spent much of his post-presidency fighting one legal battle after another. Most recently, New York Attorney General Letitia James filed a civil lawsuit against him and his adult children, a move former Attorney General Bill Barr, a frequent Trump critic, called a political hit job. On August 8, the FBI seized documents from Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Questions concerning the criminal investigation into Trump remain unanswered, despite several ranking Republican congressmen, including House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, asking Attorney General Merrick Garland to brief lawmakers and inform voters on the unprecedented probe into a former president. "It's absolutely appalling that this drug addict is on a plane with his father going and selling America's future to the Chinese." During the interview, Bannon, who is a former Breitbart News executive chairman and also an accomplished documentary filmmaker himself, gave My Son Hunter an unqualified rave, calling it an absolute brilliant film that everybody's got to watch. He also praised My Son Hunter director Robert Davi, calling the iconic actor, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard, a national asset who is not used enough. My Son Hunter dramatizes several of Hunter Biden's deals in China, as well as Ukraine and Russia. They include a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Bank of China struck just 12 days after he visited China with his father, who was then vice president. Another deal saw Hunter reap $5 million following negotiations with Chinese business associate Patrick Ho, whom he referred to as the fucking spy chief of China in a recording on his abandoned laptop. Fox told Bannon that he approached the role of Hunter Biden with empathy, but not a lot of sympathy. "I tried to make him a human being, to humanize him. But at the same time, to show what horrendous, horrendous things has done for the well-being and prosperity of the United States." Fox recently sounded off against Silicon Valley's deliberate suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop scandal in the final months of the 2020 presidential race, saying their acts of censorship qualify essentially as election rigging. Indeed, My Son Hunter is based on solid reporting of the Biden family corruption taken from the public record. The film's screenwriter Brian Godwes stressed this fact in an interview with the UK Daily Mail. "I drew dialogue from actual incidents or documents, transcripts or emails reported in the media as the base language of Hunter and Joe's characters, many of them actual quoted lines," Godwes said. "And many of them were taken from Hunter's actual emails from his laptop. I drew from Hunter's eulogy for his brother Beau for his own description of his relationship in the movie." Investigative author Peter Schweitzer, whose best-selling books were the first to report on the Biden family corruption, also attested to the film's authenticity and its damning indictment of the Biden family corruption, as Breitbart reported. During a panel discussion about the film on Truth Social, Schweitzer called My Son Hunter a shorthand version of his 300-page best-selling book chronicling the Biden family corruption. "I think what people are going to get in this film is information lifted from the pages of my book and turned into the flesh," Schweitzer said. In fact, Schweitzer said that the truth about Hunter Biden's corruption seems almost too outrageous for fiction. "It's such an unbelievable story in a way," Schweitzer said. "I mean, imagine if you were a screenwriter, and you went to producers in LA and you said, 'Hey, I've got this idea for a film. It's going to be, about, the vice president's son. He's going to take tens of millions of dollars from the Chinese. He's going to be a coke addict. And then he's going to leave his laptop computer at a repair store. And that thing's going to be made public, but the mainstream media is going to try to cover it up. I mean, the producers would just laugh you out of the room. Yet, that's exactly what happened. My Son Hunter, which marks Breitbart's expansion into film distribution, was brought to the screen by producers Phelim McAleer and Anne McElhinney. Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers. McAleer and McElhinney's unreported story society crowdfunded the film's $2.3 million budget from 30,000 donors, a fact which McAleer said proves the public's desire to see this story told. The film stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, the Professor and the Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. My Son Hunter is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. The trailer below has been viewed almost 5 million times across social media. Watch the trailer. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.